Our Heavenly Father and our precious God, Redeemer and Savior, we thank you even this morning in the name of Christ. Father, we come to you knowing that, oh God, we need grace, which is why, oh Heavenly Father, we depend and trust upon you. Shower us down with your presence now. Help us, God, giving us the gift of speech and that gift of hearing, that we may hear your wonderful and precious word, that after hearing we may go out and practice what we have heard and practice what we preach. Precious Lord, we ask in the name of Christ that you may be with us as we speak, articulating your word even this morning. Oh, Heavenly Lord, we pray our Savior. We recognize, Heavenly Lord, our shortcomings. We recognize our sin. And Father, we pray for forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you may cleanse us and cleanse us indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we may all say amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we are continuing on our study on the book of Daniel, and it's Daniel chapter 3. And our theme this morning, brothers, is false conversion is not a new thing. And I'm going to read then from verse number 26 to verse 30, the book of Daniel, chapter number 3.
Daniel chapter 3, verse 26 to verse 10. Ka so sere ya ba nemkatnezare o atamela pela munya kwa se buki se tuka malakabe o wa hweletsa ore Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego lona ba hlanka ba mudimo ya odimidimo tswane le tlekwane ya ba bo Shadrach le Meshach le Abednego ba tswa ka haramollo mahosana le ba busisi le ba laudi le ba eletse ba gosi ba bokanela mme ba bona gore mollo ga wa betsa letho mmeleng le ga e le go tlabola koba ya moriri wa bona. Diaparo tsa bone di ne di satšha le monko wa o cheswa ke mollo o ne o sa utlwagale. Yaba Nebukadnezara o a bua ore go boka modimo wa bo Shadraka le Meshaka le Abednego ya ileng a roma lenyolo e la gae o tla pholosa bahlanka ba gae ba mo tshepileng. Ba ile ba nyedisa taelo ya kgosi ba tela bophelo ba bona gore ba seke ba sebeletsa kapa ba kgumamelela modimo o mong o sele ga e se modimo wa bona fela. Ka baka leo ke lela gore batho ba ditšhaba tsotlhe le ba merabe yotlhe le ba dipuo tsotlhe ba ka nyofola modimo wa bo Shadraka le Meshaka le Abednego ba tsekollwe matlo a bona a fetole masupi gobane ga go modimo e mongwe ya ka pholosang ka mokgwa ona. Ya bagosi e beya bo Shadraka le Meshaka le Abednego ditulong tse phagameng nageng ya Babylon.
Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's council gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of these men. The hair of their heads was not singed, their cloak were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him, and set aside the king's command and yield up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own god. Therefore I make a decree, any people, nation, language that speak anything against the god of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb and their house laid in ruins. For there is no other god who is able to rescue in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the provinces of Babylon. May the good God bless the reading of his word. The wise Solomon says, there is nothing new under the sun. We come here into this study, brothers and sisters, after Nebuchadnezzar have seen what God is able to do, delivering those who trusted in Him. Then the Bible tells us that after Nebuchadnezzar saw the Son of God in the midst of the fire, rescuing his people, Nebuchadnezzar shouted and called out to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come out. Then they started to inspect these people. They find out their hair, their clothes, and everything was still the same. The fire had no power over them. Then Nebuchadnezzar learned something that we also have learned when we studied this book, that those who trust in God, those who depend in the name of Jesus, they survive the fires of this world and they will survive the fires that are still to come. And then Nebuchadnezzar also learned that the people who trust in the things of this world, worship idols and trust in anything else rather than the God of heaven, they burn in the fire. Then the Bible tells us that Nebuchadnezzar started to say, "Blessed be the name of God, the God of Shadrach, Abednego, and Meshach." Let me remind you of the study we have done last week. Brother Selo dealt briefly on the issue of false teachers. And we realize then, brothers and sisters, that one of the results of false teaching is false converts. Converts that follow the teachers rather than people that follow Jesus Christ genuinely with all their hearts. So looking at this life of Nebuchadnezzar and this confession that he does today, I'm aiming, brothers, that we may learn how does false faith and false Christianity or counterfeit faith looks like. The problem with false conversion or false faith or counterfeit Christianity is that the people, they become the face of Christianity all over the world. They are known as Christians while they are sinking in their own sins. So the aim here, brothers and sisters, is that we also learn how to seek God. We also learn how to examine our own lives and see if we're standing right in the faith. Two hours ago, my brother Jacob was speaking to one girl and he was trying to teach this woman what does true Christianity looks like. The woman said, "I was Christian long time ago. I've been a believer. I'm a child of God." But this is the same woman that has been changing boyfriends each and every week while we're watching. And she says she's a Christian. You ask yourself, what is going on? Because everybody is professing some form of Christianity. Everybody claims to be a child of God. Let me give you another example. A well-known pastor, he came out of the Assemblies of God and opened his own movement. Now he's promoting polygamism. He's promoting that men can marry more than two or three wives. He's also giving his converts something he called it holy water. And these people cannot live anymore without this holy water. They depend on this holy water for protection. I know of a friend, a very close friend, who wants to get married. But this brother has decided to go and marry a wealthy woman. No, he's deciding to do that. And you ask him, what is the problem? He says, the women in the church are worse than the women in the world. And I've observed it, the brother is talking the truth. It doesn't mean he has gone to each and every church and find it out, but the majority of the people in the church are the people who live wild lives, who live worse than the world. Then you ask yourself, what is going on? Because these are the people, these are the women who are called the women of God. Listen to this, brother. He says, there's no women in the church. You ask yourself, where are these women? Because every woman on Sunday is at church. But what's happening with their character? What's happening with their attitudes? It's not just the women. The men themselves, they're like wild dogs. You ask yourself, what is going on? I'm not saying this brother is right to go and marry outside the church, because the Bible actually condemns that. And I don't think that there is any biblical pastor who will bring two people from the world together. But only that happens because of these false teachers who promote false Christianity. Brothers and sisters, is this not what the people are suffering today? Is it not this the symptoms of the church today, where people are professing something but doing something else rather than what they are saying? Are the people in the church of Jesus Christ today not living as though they are demons themselves? Is the church of Jesus Christ not suffering shame today from the people of the outside because of our attitudes today? Is the church not despised today because of false converts? So this morning, brothers, I would like us to look at the characteristics of false conversion. I'd like us to look at the signs of counterfeit faith, the picture of false Christianity inside the church. And I said, it will help us examine ourselves. It will help us cry out to God to save us. Those who are saved, it will help us to delight in the grace of God. We come to the life of Nebuchadnezzar. A very good and a perfect example and answer to what is happening today. A man who has just experienced some miracles. A man who has just seen a son of God walking in the midst of fire, delivering his people. A man who's amazed about what is happening. Have you seen the children of God who were bound, now walking in the fire, loose and free? He's amazed. He's seeing miracles. He's beginning to bless the name of the Lord. verse number 28, blessed be the name of God, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But in verse number 29, he looks like he's doing something in contrary to what he just said in verse number
28.
We see a picture of somebody saying good things but doing bad things. We see a picture of somebody we can recognize as a Christian because of what he says, but his actions are not saying that it is the believer.
Brothers,
do we remember who is this Nebuchadnezzar? From chapter number 1, you see Nebuchadnezzar as a man who wanted everything to himself, just like everybody else today who wants to, things to belong only to himself. We see a man despising who God is. He takes the vessels of God from the house of God and uses them for his own use or for his own God. A man who wanted to be recognized that he's superior, but he never recognized God, that God is superior. He wants to shine as somebody good, he wants to shine as somebody great, but he doesn't know that there is God in heaven. In chapter number 2, we see Nebuchadnezzar, a man with an evil heart, a man full of murder, a man who's angry, and he calls out people, he wants to kill them. A murderous heart. Anger. Most of us will disagree that we are like that in our hearts, or we were like that in our hearts before we came to Jesus. But it is true. How many people have you hated yourself? Acting as if he's repenting in his heart. A very good pretender. Just like everybody else, they act their good. Go to their house where they live and see how they treat their wives, or see how they treat their children, their husbands. But inside the church, everybody is good. He pretends as if he believes. In verse number 48 of chapter 2, 47.
Verse 47 of chapter 2.
You think this man has turned his heart to God. But no. In the beginning of chapter number 3, he builds a big statue and commands people to worship a statue instead of worshiping God. He replaces the true and the living God with something of this world and calling everybody to guard against the God of heaven. He gives so much honor to a statue and honor that he never gave to God. This is a man, Mazalwane, who hates God. He hates the children of God. That's why he makes rules like this, because he knows that the children of God won't follow it. But it's so strange today that most of us will disagree that we actually hated God just as Nebuchadnezzar hated God. We think there's something good about us. We think there's something good in us when we were born. We were born a little bit nicer than other people, but Bazalwane, the Bible tells us we all born in sin, separated from God. You don't have to kill someone to be a sinner. You don't have to do anything bad to other people to be recognized as a sinner. We have evil hearts outside Jesus Christ. That's why we need Christ to save us. He is the Nebuchadnezzar suffering the very same thing. The Bible says, if anyone says, I love God but hates his brother, he is a liar. Have you ever not said you love your brother, you love God, but at the same time you hate your own brothers or sisters? The Bible says you are a liar, you don't love God. We all suffer death, Bazana. Nobody is better. The scripture says, if you love me, that is Jesus, you will keep my commandments. We need a new heart in us because we have a heart of stone. Until God put a heart of flesh, until God cleanse us from within, we will not follow the commandments of God. Brothers and sisters, how many times did you pretend that you love God? Do we see the grace of God saving us even when we acted as if we didn't want to be saved? Saving us even when we thought we were fine. And he cleansed us from within. We see Nebuchadnezzar, brothers and sisters, a man him who is in need of Jesus Christ. He says, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It looks like he recognized the power of God. Just like everybody else, when they see some kind of miracles happening in other people's life or in their lives, then they shout hallelujah, blessed be the God of heaven. That's what he does. He acts as if he recognized the kind of sacrifice that Christian has to do, because here are the Christians, they did not want to follow his rules, they would rather die in the fire. But let me show to you, brothers and sisters, not all who says Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of God. Not unless the Christ snatches us from the garbage of sin. He says, blessed be the God of heaven. It is not the first time Nebuchadnezzar says, blessed be the God of heaven. But it is not how we're going to judge Nebuchadnezzar. He says, yeah, it's the second time, so he's still not a Christian. That is not how we judge people. Or that is not actually how the Bible judges people and says, yeah, he's not a Christian because he's been going up and down. No, the Bible says we shall look at the fruits. So now that Nebuchadnezzar is saying, blessed be the God, acting as if he's a Christian, we need to look at the fruits of Nebuchadnezzar. Matthew chapter number 7 says, you shall recognize them by their fruits. The epistle of John chapter 3 verse 9 says, he who is born of God does not continue in sin. That's how the Bible now separates unbelievers and believers. If you continue in your sin but claiming to be a Christian, the Bible says he who is born of God does not continue in sin. We see Nebuchadnezzar in verse number 29, brothers and sisters, being the very same man that he was before. He's still having the very evil heart, the heart of murdering, the heart of killing other people. He's still having the same. There is no change of attitude. There is no change of character. There is no sign of remorse in his heart. There is no mercy in his heart. There is no kindness towards other people. There is no self-control. There is no humility. How do we claim to be Christian if we are not kind? How do you claim to be a Christian when you don't have mercy in your own heart? You desire evil for other people. He says, therefore I make a decree, any people, nation and language that speak anything against the God of Meshach Abednego shall be torn from limb to limb. Brothers and sisters, there are many among us even today who profess some form of Christianity, but their heart still remains the same. And when you want to come to Jesus, you look at these people who have been Christians for so long, and you look at them and you say, actually salvation doesn't work. Look at that person who is saved. And then they become some kind of a stumbling block in your life. The way they behave, it makes you wonder if really there is something called Christianity these days. But you see in this life of Nebuchadnezzar that it is possible to say something else and do something else. Not all who says Lord, Lord shall see the kingdom of God. But what made Nebuchadnezzar to confess this false Christianity? We see that Nebuchadnezzar was actually stunned by what God has done to his people. He was amazed. He was amazed after seeing a miracle. Nebuchadnezzar fell under the curse of looking at miracles and wonders. The curse of following miracles. Just like today, people are following miracles and wonders. This is why Nebuchadnezzar is professing false Christianity. He saw the miracle, but his heart is not yet changed. But he thinks he can profess to be a Christian before his heart is changed. If it was today, he was going to be going up and down each and every Sunday, going to church, but continue to live like a wild cat. Before we go further, let me just clarify something. Not all those who follow the ministries out there of miracles and wonders, not all of them are false converts. We know in the midst of that, there is a few and there is a remnant that God has chosen, and he shall call out at the right time. And they are manipulated by all that is happening around, which is why we pray for the grace of God to open their eyes. But we are certain that all false converts, they look down on what Christ has done at the cross for us, based on the lives that they live. With his counterfeit Christianity, led astray by miracles and wonders. Just like today, if you watch TV, there's these two women on TV, they claim to be delivering people from demons. Demon position doesn't keep people from believing. People are not saved because of who we are.
But
we are sinners by nature. Doesn't the Bible says that no one is righteous? Doesn't the Bible tell us that we're not actually looking for God, but we're looking for something else, acting as if we're looking for God? Doesn't the Bible says while we continue looking for what we're looking for, God actually saves us from that? It doesn't matter. You can be demon possessed. It doesn't matter. That doesn't keep us from being saved. So we don't need miracles and wonders to deliver people from demons. We need the truth of the scripture. People need to believe in Jesus and be saved. How does it help you? How does it help you to be delivered in some kind of demon position and you die and face the wrath of God still?
How to
Don't you realize then that you need salvation rather than to be delivered from demons?
Brothers
and sisters, true deliverance is being delivered from sin. If we are delivered from sin, if we can be cleansed from within, if God can put a new heart, we are truly delivered.
How look on that thing? Go on and to bonnet about in the way, not a policy. It's in the air. How look
on the miracles and wonders?
But to Balatel and listen
here, in John chapter number 6, Jesus said unto them,
yes, sir,
truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate and you were full of the loaves that I gave you. Jesus here performed a miracle, brothers and sisters, and he fed people with few loaves of bread. They began to follow Jesus. Jesus says, no, you did not see the sign. It doesn't say they didn't see the miracles. You didn't see the sign that I am the Christ who come from above to save you. But you're following me because of the miracles that I did and multiplied bread. They followed Jesus. They followed him. And Jesus began to preach the gospel. The Bible tells us that they all went back to their own houses without believing. But they were following because of miracles. Check verse number 37 of chapter
12.
John says, though Jesus had done so many signs and wonders before them, they still did not believe. 5,000 and more people followed Jesus. But the Bible says they all didn't believe. Because of miracles and wonders. Also in Acts, the book of Acts, we find a man called Simon. This man was a false convert also. He actually joined the church. Just like everybody. He was considered to be a Christian, just like everybody. That's why when you find in your text every Monday going to work, everybody there is a Christian. But listen to what they say. Listen to the language. Listen to their behavior. Look how they walk in this life. Simon acted like a Christian. Actually, he was even baptized. But later on, he showed his true colors. He wanted to be superior. He wanted the gift of doing miracles. Because he wanted a big number to follow him. That is what false conversion does, brothers and sisters. It is based on outside work. It looks on what is happening on the outside. People look at healing, they look at signs and wonders, they look at raising their hands. When you preach, you call people to make decisions. They come to the front, you make them raise their hands. Then you ask them to follow you in a prayer. When they follow in a prayer and they are finished, you declare them to be saved. They carry on in their lives living like wild cats and dogs, but they are Christians. Brothers and sisters, salvation does not depend on the outside work. It depends on the cleansing of the heart. What we say must go together with what we do. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ can save. That's why Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. All that we need is the true preaching of the gospel. That's all we need. To be set free, we need God. And the only way we can have God is to accept the gospel. The only way we can have God is to recognize that we are sinners in need of a Savior. Even when we are saved afterwards, you still need God to keep you in these ways of salvation. So that you are not the one who says something in his mouth and afterwards do something else in contrary to what you are saying. Nebuchadnezzar claimed some kind of salvation, but he continued his evil heart. Jealousy and anger. A heart of murder. Hating people. We hate people, even those we claim they are brothers in the Lord. So selfish that we do things just to benefit ourselves. Even when we do things to benefit other people, no. Behind the scene, we just want to be seen that we are great, we are doing good things. Brothers and sisters, miracles and wonders does not save, does not lead anyone to be saved. It can do good for you for a little while by healing you, maybe. But such healing will never give you a ticket to heaven. It is to look upon the one who died at the cross that you may find life in this world. It is a matter of a heart being changed. It is a matter of a relationship, not some outside experience that you may experience. God can bless you with everything you want, but it's not a guarantee that you are saved. But at the same time, you may have nothing. But if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you depend on Him, you shall not be consumed by the fires that are still to come. Nebuchadnezzar is threatening other people. Brothers, that is a fruit. Actually, that is work of the flesh, not a fruit of the spirit. The Bible tells us that he who is born of God does not continue in sin. He does not plan sinful things in his heart against his brothers and sisters. You must have compassion. You must be kind. You must be cleansed in your heart. You must have humility. You must have self-control. You must have joy in the Lord. You must love your brothers. Love one another as Christ loved us. If you are born of God, you will not plan to kill anyone. You will not continue in your sin if you are born of God. I'm not saying you will be perfect. No. But the Bible tells us that we will study the word of God, you will listen to the word of God, and it will make you holy and whole each and every day. It is the way of God that cleans us, Bazalwane. Nothing else. No miracles. That's why if you don't read your Bible, you will not understand what's going on. If you don't read the Bible and look at experiences from other people, you'll be mistaken. When we sin, because we do sin, we don't continue that sin. But the Bible tells us that God is faithful. When we confess that sin, He forgives us. Because He is just. Because He is God. This is what locked Nebuchadnezzar. An outside experience. Not something brewing from his heart. He didn't have the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. False Christianity will always depend on miracles, brothers and sisters. But the Bible says, examine yourself. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. You need to look in your own heart. To see that you're standing right with God. That's why that will help us to seek God. It will help us to delight in the Lord. When we examine ourselves, we want more of Jesus. Nebuchadnezzar. Even after professing what he says, he still calls magicians, he still calls soothsayers, izangoma, he calls them to tell him the future. We don't depend on those things. We don't go to fortune tellers. We don't read horoscopes. We depend on Jesus. Yes, Nebuchadnezzar in chapter number 4, verse 7. The Bible tells us he has a dream, and then he calls these soothsayers to tell him what the dream is. He doesn't call Daniel a servant of God. He doesn't even call the people who has just says to them, they are servants of the mighty God. He calls soothsayers. He calls sangomas. He depends on the things of this world. That's why I'm saying, brothers, this is how you see false conversion. Saying something with your mouth, doing something afterwards, in contrary to what you say. We need to stand as the children of God. If we have not come to Jesus, it is quite clear that we cannot depend on anything but Jesus. We need to call upon Him and be saved. We need to seek Him while He's still here. The Bible says so. It says we must turn away from our sins and come to Jesus. It says anyone who wants to find rest, he must come to Jesus for the rest of his soul. That is why, brothers, I said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall see the kingdom of God. But all those who trust and depend on Jesus. It doesn't matter how old, it doesn't matter how young. The Bible says, when you hear His word, when you hear His voice now, repent and turn to Him. It is what we say and what we do. And let what you do be exactly what you say. You need to look up to Jesus. Not on outside experiences. We must not be stunned by miracles. Come to Jesus, let's say. If we can humble ourselves, the Bible says, All that the Father gives me will come to me. Listen carefully. And whosoever comes to me, I will not cast away. It continues and says, I should lose nothing of all that he has given to me. But I will raise them from the dead on the last day. If we come to Jesus, he opens his arms and says, come. Once we are in Jesus, he says he will let none of us be taken away from him. There's no devil in hell that can steal you from the hands of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, let me give you this warning. A warning. Believing and saying things that you don't do, it's a sign of a dead heart and a dead conscience. And it's a sign that you need Jesus. Because only Jesus can raise us from the dead. Only Jesus can cleanse us from within. You see, false conversion is like a fake 200 rand note. You know a fake 200 rand note? You can have plenty of them. It makes you feel like you are rich when you are poor. It makes you happy for a little while. But soon you stand behind bars. Just like false conversion. It makes you think you have a good life. It makes you think you have a happy ever after. But soon you stand in judgment. Soon you are consumed by the wrath of God. You suffer flames. Just like a fake note, at the end of the day they burn it. Then we come to verse number 30 as we conclude. It tells us, then Nebuchadnezzar promoted Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego to the province of Babylon. Brother, do not be fooled. Even unbelievers are gracious. They can show mercy. They can show grace. Don't be fooled now that Nebuchadnezzar is promoting these guys. There are many unbelievers who are more gracious than us at times. But that doesn't mean they are saved. Oh, my foolish, unbelieving friend. To be generous is not your ticket to heaven. You can give bread to many children as you want. You can open the door to many strangers as you want. But unless Jesus snatch you from the garbage of sin to his marvelous light, there is no future. I'm not saying don't be generous, but we do not become generous to be saved. We are saved so that we are generous. Salvation produced that generosity. Salvation produced the fruit. We don't buy God's favor by doing good things. We need to believe in Jesus. We need to call upon him now while he's still found. The scripture says, be holy for he is also holy. The one who calls us is holy. How can we think we can come close to God, a holy God, in our own sin? How possible that can be? We can spend the whole hour here, brothers and sisters, trying to pray until we find grace. We need grace. And that now we have found grace. We need to act like those who have found grace. We must not be like these people, which the other brother says, the women in the church are worse than the world. We can't be worse than the world. We're living like dogs and cats, scratching each other each and every day, hating your brothers and sisters, wishing bad, your brothers and sisters. At the same time, when they come close to you, you smile to them. That is witchcraft. A witch does that. He smiles at you, but later on, he bewitches you. Are we holy wishes now? No, brothers and sisters. The aim of this study is that we examine our lives. Is that we seek God now? Is that we seek Him when He is found? The Bible says, he who believes and come to Him, he will not be put to shame. So, brother and sister, don't be a Judas Iscariot. He hang around the Christians. He walk with them each and every day. Some people, they think he had a ministry. But at the end of the day, my friends, he was put to shame. So let us not be the Judas Iscariot. Then at the end of the day, we're turning against Jesus. Because of what we do. The attitudes that we have. The characters that we have. We must be the holy ones of God. I'm not saying the perfect ones of God, but we must be seen as Christians. We must shine like a light in the darkness, just like Jesus was the light. Come to Jesus and live, so that what you say may be what you do. So now the question in everybody's mind, they say, this evil, Nebuchadnezzar, did he actually find salvation? Is there hope for people who confess Christianity falsely? Is there hope unto those who act like Christians when they are not? That is for you to find out next week. But I can give you a small clue. There is hope. So let us come next week and see how does true conversion looks like. Also in the life of the same Nebuchadnezzar. How does God overcome a hostile heart? But you don't have to wait for next week for God to overcome your hostile heart. Yes, we close our eyes and we pray. You can also pray in your heart. Ask the Lord to show you the right way. Ask the Lord to save you. Ask the Lord to make you His. And you live a life that is pleasing unto God. May the good God bless you as I pray. Amen. Let's pray.